We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I thought we really did a good job with extra passes. We also got stops early in the game. On starting 22-4, we got stops, got out in transition. So they didn't get their defense set, and we made extra passes and got really good looks. Omari and Eric, their ability to get out on the perimeter and shoot threes is really valuable for us. And yet they still can bang inside with an Azubuike and rebound with them. That's the key. If you can get out and shoot, but you can't bang and rebound, it doesn't help. I didn't think it would be this good. I didn't know what Colin Gillespie would do. I didn't know what Omari would do. I didn't know what Eric would do this year. Eric started off the year shooting like 7%, but kept working on it. We were definitely playing our best basketball at this time. A lot of youthful exuberance on this team, you know, Omari and Dada. And then you mix in Mikhail and Jalen and the experience in Phil Booth. So it's a totally different group, but a group that feels like they're continuing to improve and having fun playing together.
Happy Easter, everyone. That was Jay Wright from NCAA.com talking to Andy Katz about Villanova's run to the national championship game last night. Those were the Golden State Wildcats. A shooting exhibition like never before. When Villanova beat Georgetown in the 85 national championship game, which is the biggest upset in Final Four history, national championship history, they had to play a perfect game to beat Georgetown. Villanova shot 79% from the field. 79%. There was no three-point line. And I think, you know, if you're a college basketball fan, if you have any sense of history for the game, when you think back on the best shooting performances on this stage, if you're old enough, you remember that game. Villanova was given very little chance. They were an 8 seed. Georgetown was a superpower with Patrick Ewing, number 1 seed in the tournament, picked to win. And Villanova didn't miss. Last night was deja vu. A little bit different, though. Instead of making 15-footers, they were making 25. 18 made threes, shot 45% from deep. They set a Final Four record for threes in a game in the first half. There were like 30 minutes left in the game, and they had already set the record. They also set the season record for the most three-point shots made in college basketball history during that game. So the three-point shot has coincided with unprecedented success for Villanova. They're the best team in college basketball. They're the highest scoring team in college basketball. They make the most threes in college hoops. Their power forwards, as you heard Jay Wright say, can step away and make threes. They pull their big men away from the basket. It brings, you know, a big man out from the other team to defend that shot. They still make them. They bring guys off the bench who can rain threes, DiVincenzo, Booth. And just like the Warriors, they're not a one-trick pony. In the Elite Eight versus Texas Tech, Villanova made 4 of 24 threes. They shot 33% for the game and won by 12 points. I thought one sequence from the game in the first half summed up Villanova shooting excellence and dominance over Kansas perfectly. So Kansas is down 15. They're trying to get back in the game. You might remember this if you stayed up and watched it. Kansas is trying to make a run. They're down 15, and things are starting to click for them on the offensive end of the floor. Malik Newman scoring. He's making a three-point shot. He's getting to the basket. They're getting post touches that are going in. So they start this run. They're down 15. They rattle off 5 straight buckets. They get 5 straight trips with a made shot. 5 in a row. They started, before they went on that offensive binge, they were down 15 points. After they made the last bucket, the 5th in a row, they were down 17. So here they are getting a made basket every time down court. And Villanova's lead actually grew. It went up. And that's because of the three-point shot. Villanova's run here continues a trend that isn't slowing down. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. Andrew Filippone, this is the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio. The game of basketball, when it's played at the top levels, when it's played at the highest levels, professionally, the NBA, and now major Division I college basketball, more and more the sport is moving out. The game is being played farther away from the basket. It's moving out towards the three-point shot. It's becoming a game, it's becoming a sport that at the highest levels with the best players, it's becoming a game that is dominated by long-range shooting. In the first year of the three-point shot in college basketball, that was 1987, the national title game was Syracuse and Indiana. The two teams combined to shoot 11 three-point shots. 11 in a 40-minute game. Last night, Villanova attempted 40. 40. They put up 18 threes before Kansas even put up one. Villanova has this unreal shooting exhibition. They score 47 first-half points. They didn't have a single trip to the free-throw line. Teams don't live and die with the three-point shot as much as they build their entire offensive system around it. And I want to know how that makes college basketball fans feel. I want to know how that makes basketball fans feel, period. That this game more and more is favoring the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors and the Villanova Wildcats, the teams that shoot three after three after three after three. I don't like it. Me personally, I don't like it. Because I feel like the three-point shot has turned into a loophole. That teams have gotten really smart. Team architects in the NBA. That means general managers. That means coaches at the collegiate level. And they figured out and said, wait a minute. The three-point shot is worth half. It's worth double. 50% more than the two-point field goal. So it's going to take you three trips to get 6 points. If we make two threes, it's only going to take us two. And the math just says to take more and more three-point shots. And so there's the problem. It's like it took about 25, 30 years for it to happen. But finally, teams, a light bulb went off, and they're like, wait a minute, this is a glitch in the system. We've been doing this the wrong way. Like the three-point shot is not a gimmick. We don't want a couple of three-point specialists to help us shoot our way back into the game late when we're down by 8 or 9 points. Build our whole team around this. And it's been a perfect storm for Golden State. It's been a perfect storm for Houston. And it's a perfect storm for Villanova. Because they don't have one-and-done guys, but you know what they've got? They've got 8 or 9 or 10 guys that can all shoot threes. And so the people that are in love with the three-point shot, like Villanova's your team, but then you've got me here, and I'm thinking, like, this is not the way I prefer to watch basketball get played. Like, low-post offense is basically extinct. I watched the first game. By the way, I'm obsessed with college basketball, so I've said that a lot on this show, but it's probably my favorite sport. And this time of year, when I'm just gorging on games, it definitely feels that way. But I'm watching the Loyola Michigan game, and Krutwig, the freshman for Loyola, who's their big body inside, you know, they throw the ball into him and give him post touches, and they let him go to work. And he's a pretty good player. I mean, even though Wagner was the MVP of that early game, Krutwig ate him up offensively. I mean, when he had the ball in the low post, he pretty much took Wagner to school. And, you know, they're commenting during the game last night. Here's a freshman that was the freshman of the year in the Missouri Valley. He's helped a team from out of nowhere get to the Final Four. And they're talking about how he had, like, no major conference offers. Nobody out of high school from the big conferences wanted him. And that's because the game has shifted so much. If it were 1990, Krutwig would have, just about every Big Ten school would have wanted him. Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State. He would have been in demand. Not even as, I'm not saying he would be a 20-8 guy, but he would have been a useful player for a major conference team. But because we don't have, because basketball doesn't have as much low post, half court touches now, where we let a big man go to work, where we have 6'10" guy on 6'10" guy, and teams have to make a decision. Do they go down and help? Do they cheat? Do they play off their man on the perimeter? They can't anymore because there are so many three-point shooters. And so my point is, what we've seen here, the trade-off has been, with all the three-point shooting, low post basketball has basically died. The mid-range jump shot is gone. That is a total lost art. And so the full offense, the full expression or artistry of the sport, where you've got five guys on your team, one is a driver, one is a mid-range jump shooter, one is an offensively gifted post player. You know, that kind of versatile offense has gone out the door for teams that want to build with great shooters. And I'm not blaming them for that because it wins. It's winning at every level. But I don't think the game is as fun to watch. I'm sorry. I don't think that basketball is benefiting from this explosion in three-point shooting. Teams have gotten smart with the analytics and the math, and these are the types of players they covet now, and these are the types of players that we're making, and I think it's bad for basketball. Think about this. If every field goal last night was worth 2 points and there was no three-point line, so if we went back 35 years and said, the heck with it, we don't like three-point shots anymore, no matter how far you shoot it, you could be 100 feet away from the basket, if it goes in, it's worth 2 points. If every bucket was worth two last night, the final score from the game would have been Villanova 77, Kansas 72. It's a two-possession game. It's a much better game. Instead, Kansas got their barn doors blown off. They were non-competitive. Not a lot of low-post basketball being played. Even look at Wagner for Michigan. Guy had an awesome game. You know, best points and rebound total since Akeem Olajuwon in a Final Four. He was terrific. This is how he got his baskets. On three-point shots and offensive rebounds. He wasn't getting the ball inside and going to work. They played him away from the basket. I think the game of basketball was designed for every shot to count for 2 points. And because we've got a three-point line over the last 30 years, teams have gotten smart. And there's no way to put the toothpaste back into the tube. But I don't think the game is as enjoyable. It's not as fun to me to watch guys go up and down the court and just trade threes. And I'm here to credit Villanova's hot shooting last night. But at the same time, I'm here to tell you that I don't think it's great for basketball. And so I want to get your thoughts on this today. I know it's Easter and many of you are maybe waking up and hearing this show for the first time. And for that, I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday. But I would love for you to spend a few minutes with me this morning and give me your thoughts on this, because, you know, the Final Four is a national event. It's one of the biggest sporting events on the calendar. And for those that watched last night, saw a second game, the one that we were all looking forward to, Villanova and Kansas, and saw a non-competitive game because one team shot the lights out from three and shot a ton of threes. And that's the way the NBA is headed. Golden State, Houston, those teams are winning. It's a copycat league. And my guess is if Villanova wins a second title in 3 years, we'll see it more and more in college basketball. And do you like watching that kind of basketball? Do you love just watching teams take a ton of threes and make a ton of threes? Because my answer is no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.